Good morning, my dear friends, and welcome to morning prayer this Sunday morning. And today in the Catholic Christian Church, we celebrate the feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. But first, we light a candle for global peace and interspiritual unity within the whole family of God. And if you have a candle handy, I would like to invite you to light your candle so that together we form a circle of light around this beautiful world. And we begin our morning prayer with our daily Sunday morning communions of our brother and sister Essenes of Mount Sinai. And we read, "We enter the eternal and infinite garden with reverence to the heavenly Father, Mother God, the earthly mother and all the great masters, and reverence to the holy, pure and saving teaching, and reverence to the brotherhood and sisterhood of the elect." Sunday morning we commune with the angel of earth, saying, "Angel of earth, enter my generative organs and regenerate my whole body." As you say this, you contemplate the life-generating soil and the growing grass, feeling the currents of the angel of earth transforming his sexual energy into regenerative forces. And now we begin the office of Lords. O God, come to my aid. O Lord, make haste and help me. Glory be to the Father, Mother God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our teacher, to the Holy Spirit of God, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And our hymn this morning, "O cross of Christ, immortal tree, on which our Saviour died, the world is sheltered by your arms that bore the crucified. From bitter death and barren wood, the tree of life is made. Its branches bear unfailing fruit and leaves that never fade. O faithful cross, you stand unmoved while ages run their course. Foundation of the universe, creation's binding force. Give glory to the risen Christ, and to his cross give praise, the sign of God's unfathomed love, the hope of all our days." And the first antiphon, "He who suffered on the cross crushed the power of hell. On the third day he rose again to clothe himself in power." And our first psalm this morning is Psalm 117. And the theme of this psalm, "Song of Rejoicing in Salvation." "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. Let the sons of Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the sons of Aaron say, his love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever. I called to the Lord in my distress. He answered and freed me. The Lord is at my side, I do not fear. What can man do against me? The Lord is at my side as my helper. I shall look down on my foes. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in men. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. The nations all encompassed me. In the Lord's name, I crushed them. They compassed me about. In the Lord's name, I crushed them. They compassed me about like bees. They blazed like a fire among thorns. In the Lord's name, I crushed them. I was hard pressed and was falling, but the Lord came to help me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He is my Saviour. There are shouts of joy and victory in the tents of the just. The Lord's right hand has triumphed. His right hand raised me. The Lord's right hand has triumphed. I shall not die. I shall live and recount his deeds. I was punished by the Lord, but not doomed to die. Open to me the gates of holiness. I will enter and give thanks. This is the Lord's own gate where the just may enter. I will thank you, for you have answered and you are my Saviour. The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the work of the Lord, a marvel in our eyes. This day was made by the Lord. We rejoice and are glad. O Lord, grant us salvation. O Lord, grant us success. Blessed in the name of the Lord is he who comes. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord God is our light. Go forward in procession with branches even to the altar. You are my God, I thank you. My God, I praise you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. And now we pray the Gloria. Glory be to the Father, Mother God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our teacher, to the Holy Spirit of God, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. He who suffered on the cross crushed the power of hell. On the third day he rose again to clothe himself with power. And the second antiphon, the Holy Cross, shines in splendor. The Lord hung upon it to wash our wounds clean with his blood. And now we have a canticle reading from the prophet Daniel. And the theme of the canticle reads, "Let every creature praise the Lord." You are blessed, Lord God of our fathers, to you glory and praise forevermore. Blessed your glorious holy name, to you glory and praise forevermore. You are blessed in the temple of your glory, to you glory and praise forevermore. You are blessed, you who gaze into the depths, to you glory and praise forevermore. You are blessed in the firmament of heaven, to you glory and praise forevermore. You who walk on the wings of the wind, to you glory and praise forevermore. May they bless you, the saints and the angels, to you glory and praise forevermore. From the heavens, the earth and the sea, to you glory and praise forevermore. You are blessed, Lord God of our fathers, to you glory and praise forevermore. And now we pray the Gloria. Glory be to the Father, Mother God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our teacher, to the Holy Spirit of God, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Holy Cross shines in splendor. The Lord hung upon it to wash our wounds clean with his blood. And the third antiphon, the Holy Cross shines upon us. In the cross is victory, in the cross is power. By the cross every sin is overcome. Alleluia. And now we read Psalm 150, and the theme of the psalm is Praise the Lord. Praise God in his holy place. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his powerful deeds. Praise his surpassing greatness. Oh, praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with timbrel and dance. Praise him with strings and pipes. Oh, praise him with resounding cymbals, praise him with the clashing of cymbals. Let everything that lives and that breathes give praise to the Lord. Let us now pray the Gloria. Glory be to the Father, Mother God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our teacher, to the Holy Spirit of God, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Holy Cross shines upon us. In the cross is victory. In the cross is power. By the cross every sin is overcome. Alleluia. Our scripture reading is from Paul to the Hebrews, chapter 2, verses 9 to 10. We see in Jesus one who was for a short while made lower than the angels and is now crowned with glory and splendor because he submitted to death. By God's grace, he had to experience death for all mankind, as it was his purpose to bring a great many of his sons and daughters into glory. It was appropriate that God, for whom everything exists and through whom everything exists, should make perfect through suffering the leader who would take them to their salvation. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And the short responsory, we worship you, Christ, and we bless you. We worship you, Christ, and we bless you. By your cross you have redeemed the world. We worship you, Christ, and we bless you. Glory be to the Father, Mother God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our teacher, to the Holy Spirit of God. We worship you, Christ, and we bless you. The Benedictus Antiphon. We venerate your cross, Lord. We praise and glorify your holy resurrection. Because of the word of the cross, joy has come into the world. And now I would like to invite you to join me as we say the canticle of Zechariah the Benedictus. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and he has redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised to the prophets from of old. A Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all our enemies. So his love for our fathers is revealed and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us that, free from fear and saved from the hands of our enemies, that we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. And as for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go before the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through the forgiveness of sin and the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high, and he will bring light to those who sit in darkness and those who dwell in the shadow of death. He will guide them to the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, Mother God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our teacher, to the Holy Spirit of God, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We venerate your cross, Lord. We praise and glorify your holy resurrection. Because of the wood of the cross, joy has come into the world. And now, my brothers and sisters, we come to our morning intercessions. And for those who've joined us but unable to log into the chat room, just sit quietly where you are. And using your gift of free will, invite, invoke, and call upon the Father, Mother, God to bless you. And if anything troubles you, causes you inner disquiet, name it, bless it, and now release it to God in a spirit of mindful gratitude. Let us pray to Christ who saved us by his cross. Response, Lord, we find glory in your cross. Son of God, you were raised up to draw all men and women to yourself. May we never run away from our cross, but suffer it gladly in union with you. Response, Lord, we find glory in your cross. Son of man, your death brought life to the world. May we accept your call to die to sin and live as children of light. Response, Lord, we find glory in your cross. Only Son of the Father, Mother God, you save your brothers and sisters from eternal death. May all who seek you find eternal life. Response, Lord, we find glory in your cross. Beloved Son of the Father, Mother God, you did not come to condemn the world, but to die for its salvation. We pray for the salvation of all whom we know and love. Response, Lord, we find glory in your cross. Eternal Son of the Father, Mother God, you came to cast fire on the earth and long for it to be kindled. Bring us into all truth that we may live in your presence. Response, Lord, we find glory in your cross. And this morning we hold in our prayer all of you who have joined us this morning. And we ask Almighty God to bless your heart and to fill it with the peace and abundance of a loving God. But mindful that as we are here in the comforts of our own home, we know that many of the children of God are hurting in mind, in body, and spirit. And though they may have a different name for God than we do, they are still the children of a loving God and our brother and sister. So let us send love, light, and blessing to the world and to every child of God who is hurting in mind, in body, and spirit. We pray for peace in our world, especially in the Middle East. And we pray for all religious leaders, civic dignitaries and heads of state, that they will show a humanitarian response to those whom they represent, and for those who have no faith, no belief, and who may be suicidal at this time, we send them our love and our blessing. To all our friends on social media, we pray for you. To all the brothers and sisters of the Teo community, we bless you. For the Franklara Abbey of Peace and Compassion, we thank Almighty God for showing us the place and for providing the funds to purchase the land, 8 acres of woodland, and the funds to equip it so that men and women of different faiths can come together and give their lives to God for peace and for unity. So let us now give thanks to God for Sister Eleanor coming through her operation in Philadelphia, and we hold our dear sister in prayer with Sister Elizabeth, who's there supporting her. So we pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, Mother God, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our trespass, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not astray, but deliver us from the forces of evil that seek to alienate our heart from thee. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. And our final prayer this morning God our Father, Mother, in obedience to your will, your only begotten Son endured the cross for our salvation. Grant that as we have come to know the mystery of the cross here on earth, we may receive its rewards in heaven. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God for ever and ever. Amen. And that, my dear brothers and sisters, brings us to the end of our morning prayer today, this Sunday, the 14th of September, the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. Thank you for joining me. May God bless you. Namaste, shalom, inshallah, pax et bonum, om shanti, solo di caritas, salam alaikum, and may the peace of God reawaken within your heart the I Am presence of love. Have a beautiful day. Take care.